Classic Hits K-Wing 106. It is 844, 66 degrees out with a fair sky and river readings. We're currently at 5.5 feet. It is time to join downtown Patty Brown. She is the executive director of the Red Wing Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Ava. How are you?
I am doing great. It's Monday, and I know that you had a whole lot that happened last week, so give us a rundown.
We did. It was a lot of things going on. So the big one was that we were able to do a grand opening or rededication, I guess, for Levee Park and the Riverfront Trail. So those projects were supposed to be a one-year project, but with all the high water and the barge hit, you know, it was one thing after another. And they found a lot of very old sewer systems and such under there that they weren't expecting. So it took a lot longer than they expected, but it is absolutely beautiful now. I encourage you to go down and take a look at the brand new Levee Park. And it's a lot longer than it used to be, it seems like. The promenade extends the entire length of Levee Park now. And the goal for that is to be able to park 2 riverboats at a time and then still have, there's still an area for pleasure craft as well. So there's a whole new dock that's been added for smaller boats to tie up to that can be used, not overnight, but you know, during the day as they come and visit Red Wing too. So that's at the far end down by ADM. If you're looking for where that was, I had to walk the entire park because you don't see it right away. So it's down connected right in front of ADM there is where the transient boating is, or boat dock too. And then we also had a bunch of seminars going on last week. We had 53 people attend our updates with Chief Roger Pullman, which was very interesting just on what's been going on as far as crime and protests and everything in our area and what business can do about that. We had 20 people at our AM Expresso at Wireless World on June 5th. And so there was just a lot of things going on. Also, the Red Wing Chamber was named in the top 25 chambers in Minnesota. Woohoo!
Well, we already knew that. Come on.
Well, of course. So we were officially listed as number 19 in
awesome.
The state of Minnesota.
Congratulations,
which is pretty...
Patty and the
Thank
Chamber ladies.
Thank you. I know. We work hard, and it's nice to make a list like that every now and then. So that was very fun. And let's see. What else do we have going on? I think that was the main things. The Red Wing Port Authority announced that they've got some more loan programs going on for businesses, which is always great. These are low-interest loans. There's a $300,000 available citywide and then $170,000 available in the downtown and West End districts. And those are loans with 3% interest rate, so very low. So if you are looking for more help with COVID and all the things that are happening to our businesses, ask the Red Wing Port Authority, and we can give you the information, too. And then the announcement was made that Red Wing will have fireworks on July 4th.
Perfect, so, yes.
Yeah, I know, which is very exciting. A lot of towns canceled theirs, but Mississippi Illumination decided they're able to go ahead and are, of course, encouraging people not to gather in large groups. So there's lots of places you can go in
right.
the Red Wing area to see the fireworks. So shouldn't be a need for large groups, you know, find your spot and take your family or whatever, but they don't want a big congregation of people in the parks or anywhere, you know, just smaller groups so we can keep that, maintain that social distancing.
Yeah, and we're also accepting donations for the fireworks.
Yes, that's right, yes. So if you want to do that, that's you can send it to Downtown Main Street is taking, they're the fiscal agent for that, so you can send your checks there. And then coming up this week, we've got June Dairy Month, so that's going to be exciting. Chamber ladies are looking forward to that, the drive-through
dairy experience.
Mm-hmm. Experience, that's it, yes, on June 19th from 7 to 11, so we'll be going out to that. And then last week, we published our list of businesses in the Red Wing area, not even area, just in Red Wing, owned by Red Wing High School alumni. And you and I had talked about that, I think, the week before, about amazed how many businesses are owned by Red Wing grads. So that was pretty cool. And then we had the virtual open house for Highway 61 and 316. They're going to be doing some different types of intersections for those areas to try and cut down on traffic accidents and such. So that's County Road 18, right where you turn to Treasure Island.
Yep.
That's going to be a different intersection. And then on 316, they're going to put in a roundabout. So those projects are being scoped out right now, and I'm not sure when work is scheduled to begin on that. I don't remember as I look through that website, but today's the last day of that. So if you haven't looked at it, you better look at it today, because then they're going to take it offline.
Okay.
And the 2020 housing study is finished. So there, I've got links in the e-news to that. Housing and Redevelopment Authority released their Goodhue County housing study, so you can read all about that. And what they found in that study, that's a massive study that they do. It takes about a year to complete that. So check that out and see what's up for Goodhue County.
Yeah, you know, it seems like as restrictions are being lifted, more things are happening around town. So we always appreciate you giving us a rundown of what happened and what's to come, Patty.
Yes, absolutely. We were scheduled to have a business after hours on Tuesday night, but that has been postponed.
Okay.
But we are hoping to be able to do one of those shortly, because everybody's like, we want to do a business after hours. We want to at least see people. So we're trying to figure out how we can do that, you know, and maintaining the CDC guidelines and all that. So stay tuned. We're hoping to have one of those coming up here in the next few weeks.
Awesome. Well, Patty, if people have any questions, you guys are always happy to help. And how can they reach out to you?
Yes, you can go on our website, redwingchamber.com, and we keep all the new regulations and the COVID numbers and all of that kind of stuff updated very regularly out there. So last week, of course, was a big week with many restaurants and bars and salons and gyms able to reopen last week. So we had lots of information going out as far as who is opening what and when. That's also on our website. And then we'll have more businesses coming online this week. So we're excited about that. You can always call us at 388-4719. You can go out and look at our social media, very active on social media. And, of course, we're talking about everybody else. So you can track all the business happenings on that as well.
Perfect.
And you can come see us, 439 Main Street.
Oh, are you guys down there now?
We are down there.
Okay.
We have to limit people in our lobby to only 3 people because that's all the space we have.
Sure.
You know, with maintaining distances, but we're here.
Excellent. Hey, that's good news. All
yes,
right. Well,
exactly.
Patty, we love joining you every Monday morning at 8:45 for Chamber Chat. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Ava. Have a great week.
You too. All right. Coming up, we've got Def Leppard, Huey Lewis in the News, and Commodores after your weather.
Hi, this is Eric Olson with the Valley Outdoor.